This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour one. G-Bag Nation on the fan. The Mavs governor, Patrick Dumont, has spoken again. And if it's possible to make it worse, I think he did. General, at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. And I appreciate everybody who has over the years. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champ, NFL executive. Krusty's Corner is coming up at 3:40. He's been scouting up all the new Cowboys as they're coming in via free agency. First, we got to learn their names and where they're from and all that. And then he drills down and tells you about, you know, what they've been up to since they busted out of the first round half decade ago or so. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup at Master Control over there, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Fixed to go five flawless. You have Woolchuck and Shia follow here. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. Yeah, so there's some sort of a team function going on here. Patrick Dumont's on stage, the Mavs owner slash governor, the man that the Adelson family appointed, you know. Lucky guy. You marry into this super rich family. You're the biggest sports fan in the family, you know, and then they buy a sports team. They're like, well, I guess you're running it. Cool. My life has relevance all of a sudden. I'm the Mavs owner. We're going to trade Luka. But this this video is going viral on social. Basically, it leads into it with the question and everything. Here we go.
How did you frame a decision of such magnitude like this?
So tough decisions are never easy. And part of leadership is looking at risk and looking at all the factors of a decision and being willing to act at that time and look to the long term and not only think about the short term or how it may be received immediately, but to think about the long-term benefits and what it may allow you to achieve if given all the right considerations. And I think for us, going into the trade deadline last year, we were not competitive. If you recall, we were not a playoff-bound team. And we were able to do some things to reconstruct the roster and enable the team to become very competitive. And after the trade deadline last year, we actually had the best record in basketball, which was a big accomplishment. And we got to the championship games, and we didn't win. And so we had to decide, how do we get better? What can we do to improve our team? And so we looked at our trajectory during the season and realized that we did not get better. But the teams that we competed against, some of which we beat, did get better. And ultimately, when you look at the Eastern Conference, after we were to get through the Western Conference, if we're so fortunate, you would have to beat some very formidable teams, including one that we lost to, which actually got better. So this was a decision about the future. If you look at our roster today and who we have, we feel like we position ourselves to be incredibly competitive against the best teams in the NBA. And if you're a fan of basketball, I'll just throw that out there, you have Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, and either Daniel Gafford or Derek Lively as your starting five. That's going to put fear into a lot of teams in the league if we can get going.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Right? And so the objective was, how do we create a roster for the future that allows us to be the most competitive team? I've said it all along. I don't know if you heard what I said when we actually bought the team from Mark, but we want to win championships. We want to be a winning franchise for the city of Dallas, and we want to be one of character, one of community involvement, and one where...
Yes, thank you. That would be great. I love community involvement. I love championships. I guess it all makes sense now. Ooh. They wanted to win championships. That's why they did it. What offends you most at 877-881-1053? They're listening to the governor talk, you know, trying to justify it. I think the biggest takeaway for me is we just know that it hasn't hit him yet. You know, I don't know how long the denial phase is going to last here for Dumont. I feel like a lot of new sports owners, they get in, they do something big, they regret it, and then they say, oh, I never want to do that again. And Dumont's still in the stage where he hasn't realized just how bad it is. I mean, you didn't get better for the now or the later. Anybody that's seen Luka play with the Lakers understands just how easy it is for him on offense. And whatever the defensive liabilities are, you know, he allowed the team to get back to the finals, going through teams that everybody had picked more, winning on the road, like the way that Luka sort of dismantled the Western Conference last year. But it's just hilarious. Well, we realized we weren't better, so we had to make a trade, and logically the next best thing is to trade one of the best players in the league. Unfortunately, you know, there is no calm or peace to be gained from this Patrick Dumont. It's just the understanding that mentally, they're still in the, you know, basically the same place that they were when they executed this trade. But then he talks about, you know, creating a roster for the future. And, you know, I think that's where it really gets into what you call Dunning-Kruger, which is where the less you know about something, the more you think you know. It's like there's no other possible explanation than just being basically a rookie owner and not understanding just how bad you've stepped in it.
Yeah. I mean, they have found a way to just continue to make things worse, and in no way even slightly better. And the texters are pointing out, and it's fair. When the trade went down, Nika was saying this is like a win now, more of a short term move.
Yeah,
in acquiring Anthony Davis, and we all knew that because it shortens your window to a huge extent.
Yeah.
And he's painting the picture like it's a big picture, long term move.
Using the word future is just where he's totally lost me. You traded your future.
Yeah, and I guess they just didn't want to pay for that particular future.
Yeah. Like, they think Luka was so bad defensively that everything that he accomplished didn't matter because the loss to Boston just proves that he'll never be able to get the job done. I don't know how you take a look at all of the variables that you had for input here over, you know, the last 9 or 10 months and decided that that is your conclusion. We'll never win like this, so we got to do... I mean, if you gave yourself a slightly better chance, if totally healthy, I would be surprised, but it would kind of make sense. Like, oh, wow, you just built the best defensive team ever. Okay, I could see how maybe that might be better if you could guarantee me that it would be, you know, healthy, which we can't. But, I mean, the long-term thing is just where it really smacks you fully that this guy is, you know, really not playing with a full deck when it comes to being an NBA owner. He's going to be a competitive disadvantage for several years until hopefully he figures it out. Mark Cuban went through something similar. You remember him acquiring Antoine Walker and Antoine Jameson and Rafe LaFrentz and Nick Van Exel. He was just like firing at stuff, trying to get the right combination and making some horrible mistakes. Now, he never made the worst trade in the history of the NBA or anything. You know, that's the really unfortunate part about this learning process. We hope to be a little bit shielded from it because Nico had a little bit of a runway working with Mark Cuban. And, you know, after 2 or 3 years on the job, we, you know, nobody could imagine you would actually have an idea that stupid. But, you know, the other thing that's really interesting in there that people are offended by, he says that last year before they traded for PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, they weren't even a playoff team. So that's taking a shot at Luka. Like, look, Luka wasn't even a playoff team last year before, and it's taking credit for getting to the finals. We got you to the finals by bringing in PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, not the greatness of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving and, you know, some of the other players who had already been here. You know, there's a real, like,
There's an arrogance to like, yeah. Hey, this was our doing. The only reason why Luka was in the finals to begin with is because we made the trade.
Yes, and that's where the Jerry Krause thing comes in for the first time totally. Mm-hmm. The shoe didn't totally fit with Nico because he's a former player. He's tall. He's confident. You know, he is not the little weaselly insecure guy that, you know, I think DeMont's considerably taller than what Jerry Krause was, but he puts off the same aura.
Equally as goofy.
Oh, yeah, I think about Jack Horner from the Puss in Boots sequel. That's kind of what I think Patrick DeMont looks like. That's what he's been reminding me of. I just had to look up, like, the name of that character. But if you do, I think you might see some similarities. The thing that stings is looking at the Western Conference landscape right now.
You hit that out the park, dude.
Thank you. Luka completely owned Oklahoma City. And it wasn't really even just Luka. The Mavericks beat them this year without him, right? But the fear of Luka also owning OKC. Memphis, is Memphis really scaring you? Like, if you don't make this trade and you've still got your Mavericks team as constructed, heck, keep Quentin Grimes on the squad as well, because I believe Kyrie doesn't get hurt then, because you don't have 6 weeks of the usage rate, and he's probably not, that play's probably very different with Luka. Absolutely. So let's say you have a healthy Kyrie Irving. The Mavericks should be the favorites in the Western Conference right now. Yeah. We should be gearing up for this. West is actually not that good. Golden State, maybe. Like, maybe they're a tough out in the postseason. I could see that with Jimmy Butler, that addition. Houston's the 5 seed right now. The Lakers aren't fearing. You're scared about the Lakers now because they have Luka. They've got Luka and LeBron. You take him off, that's not Denver, maybe. But the Mavericks would be in prime position to get right back to the NBA Finals.
You still don't have enough perimeter playmaking. You know, you still could not have expected Kyrie Irving to go man for man against some of the better defenders. You know, like, if you wouldn't have had Luka against OKC, their application of Dort against him would have probably been checkmate in that series.
100%.
Even if you had Anthony Davis.
Right. Yes. Agreed. Absolutely agreed. Because they shut down Kyrie. Like, he was too small in that series against OKC. You had to have Luka to be able to pull them out of that one.
Yeah, it's wild, you know, to be here. I thought, do I even want to talk about this when I saw the Patrick DeMont audio come through late this morning? I guess it appeared that maybe it was some sort of a brunch or luncheon type of deal. But, you know, this week it's really hitting me, like, how big of a blow Nico delivered to the Dallas sports media scene. Like, this should be something we could talk about almost on a daily basis for the next 5 to 10 years. And now it's totally gone. He's not only turned it into a basketball desert, but at least for this spring, now we have the Rangers starting, and hopefully they have an incredibly exciting spring and summer, and the Stars are going to be there. But, you know, this is taking away what would probably be 30 or 40% of our show here for the next couple of months, Brian.
You know, the question that I have is, with DeMont's inexperience, aren't there people on the staff that they brought in that he should have gone to and asked about a trade, or should have, I mean, how does somebody in the organization who has basketball experience, it brought guys in, right? I mean,
this is where Michael Finley.
Yeah, you know, I just wonder if you're who in the organization didn't stand up and say, guys, what the F are we doing? See, that's where DeMont should have, and he's inexperienced, he should have gone to somebody, okay, Nico's talking about making this trade.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you, they brought guys in, right? That have basketball experience. I was trying to look up these executives.
Dennis Lindsay, they had brought in. I can't even pull up. Yeah, he wasn't there.
But this is what I'm saying, though. But there's got to be somebody in that organization.
There should have been.
That should have stood up and said, what are we doing?
But remember, I mean, they said they didn't talk to anybody else about it because they didn't want it to get blown up.
Well,
awful convenient. That's where the conspiracy starts.
But we learned about what else? The Minnesota. What else? What other team?
Minnesota. Yeah, San Antonio, Minnesota.
I see what you're saying, Dawson. To me, I just think it's such malpractice within the people in the Mavs organization to not. How do you not have an idea what's about to happen? You know what Luka's situation is. I'm sure that you've heard Nico go off in meetings about, listen, We can't operate like this anymore. We can't do this. We can't do that. You know, I'm thinking about doing something here, guys. And maybe he leaves it at that. But if you got to know what's going on. And how does Patrick Dumont not go to somebody in the organization other than Nico and say, is this what we're doing right?
I mean, he probably at that point had become convinced that it is the right thing to do. And this bold, brave decision is something these people don't realize we need to make.
I wonder if others in the organization agreed with Nico.
Or they just needed to keep their jobs.
Yeah. That's what bothers me the most. That you're so that you know that you just close the door and don't. I mean, I got fired for speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe this is my personal deal. But like I said, I don't know how you're sitting there if you're Michael Finley or one of these others, and you just sit there and allow this to happen.
Well, I think if Nico wants to build the kind of culture that he was so offended he traded a star player, imagine how he would look at just other employees that aren't amongst the most talented people in the world at what they do.
You
have to get with his program.
Yeah, get with his program or get fired. Yep. Okay, I get it. But to me, that is one of those, and I was one of the get fireds. Mm-hmm. I was that guy. But to me, I think that I just can't believe that nobody in the organization, we haven't heard anything. And I blame Dumont for not knowing, but I blame him for not going to somebody and saying, is this right? Is this what we're supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Is this a trade really for the future? Or were they all just so fearful of Nico and him getting rid of everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up for any sort of an explanation that would help it make sense. But I think the one that is the most realistic at this point is just they have a horrible understanding of what it takes to win in basketball and legitimately thought that Luka doesn't have enough of those traits.
And they're business people.
They had to talk about this in meetings.
The financial aspect of it is, hey, we're not going to have to give the giant supermax extension to Luka in the coming months this summer.
There's $350 million that we don't have to write a check for.
Yeah. So I think from the Dumont standpoint, that's their wheelhouse. Just tell them about the dollars. Oh, okay. That's probably all they really cared about.
But, Eric, they're billionaires. They went from being Mark Cuban, Mavs owner, $3.2 billion, to $20-something billion. I don't think $350 million is the issue here.
I never thought it was. I never considered it because of the salary cap and how much money they have. But I mean, that's how billionaires can think, you know, maybe that we're not going to win a championship like this and it's going to cost us this amount of money. It's just terrifying. The reality is, you know, fully digested now of how bad the ownership situation is. And, you know, we don't have a GM that can save us from that yet. AJ Pierzynski, Foul Territory, joins us to talk Rangers expectations coming out of spring training. Then the G-bag of the day is next year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3. The fan segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, as A.J. Przinski, foul territory, former Rangers catcher, amongst other teams, joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I am good. How are y'all doing? I got to see the Ranger boys yesterday.
Yeah. We were excited to get to talk to you about that and get your impression. What'd you think of the guys?
Well, they're happy. I mean, they're excited. I mean, listen, they got some guys on there that you don't get to hear talk a lot, but when you get them talking, they're pretty good. From, you know, Corey Seager, Boach came on with us. It was a great guest list yesterday, and I love my time with the Rangers, so to get to go back and see some of the people behind the scenes, Rich Rice and Brandon, some of the other guys, and then you had Beltran, Elvis Andrews, and Colby Lewis, some of my former teammates. It was a great day out in Surprise.
It is really exciting right now. Obviously, the World Series a couple of years ago, but the group of guys that CY has brought back together and the promise on paper is really exciting. I'd love to get your thoughts on DeGrom taking something off his fastball this year as a catcher, obviously. How much does that impact his ability to get guys out?
Well, I mean, so he's going to go from 102 to 100?
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter at the end of the day. Come on. I mean, I wish he would have done that when I had to face him. I would have had much more success off of him than I did. So, I saw that. I saw where he's going to try and stay healthy. Listen, the biggest thing for him is just stay healthy. So if it means instead of throwing 102, you throw 100, he's got to do what he's got to do. But this guy, when he's right, is one of the best pitchers in baseball. So, yeah, I'm all for whatever you have to do to stay on the field. And if that means going a couple mile an hour down, then fine. But I know talking to Boach yesterday and talking to the Rangers guys, they're going to do everything in their power to keep him on the field. And we'll see, because they need him. And if he's healthy, again, he's one of the best pitchers there going.
AJ's a former catcher. I think one of my favorite acquisitions was getting Kyle Higashioka, and now you're able to have him split time with Jonah Heim. What do you think about that tandem going into the season for the Rangers?
Oh, man, I love Higgy. I love Jonah Heim. 2 years ago, Jonah Heim, you could make an argument, as one of the top two or three catchers in baseball the year he had offensively and defensively. He got a little dinged up last year. I think if you talk to Boach, they, you know, I don't want to say they played him a little bit too much, but he just got, I think, a little bit tired out after the World Series. You play an extra month. You don't really get the time to recover. He had some injuries that nailed him. But I love Higgy. We've had Higgy on our show. We've had Jonah on our show, Foul Territory, numerous times, and they're great. But at the end of the day, listen, as a guy that caught a lot of games in your career, it's nice to have a quality backup that you know can go out there and do the job. And listen, Higgy goes out there, he catches great, he's athletic as all, he's a great quote, and he hits you a homer every once in a while. So that definitely helps.
Hey, AJ, you know, when you're traveling around to these camps and stuff like that, what was your game plan going into when you were going into Texas? What did you want to learn about the Rangers before you got there in Surprise?
I just wanted to learn how they were going to handle their pitching staff with DeGrom, Malley, Bradford, Eovaldi, right? What are they going to do with these guys? Jack Leiter, Kamar Rocker, what are they going to do with all these guys? And you get a sense of it. You get a sense talking to Boach. I played for Mike Maddox in Texas, so I have a relationship with him. I can sit down with him and ask him questions. And I just wanted to see where they're at. Now, yesterday they got a little bit of bad news. I saw where Malley and Bradford had some things, no structural damage. So that was a little bit concerning from their standpoint. So they were kind of a little bit, what are we going to do? But they do have a little bit of depth, which is nice for the Rangers and for their staff. But I just wanted to really know how they were feeling, because that's the biggest thing is health. If the Rangers are healthy, they're going to be good. I mean, they're going to hit. I know people last year were concerned, you know, they couldn't hit the fastball. They had some struggles and some things here and there. But the Rangers are going to hit with who they brought in and who they have returning. I think a healthy year from Seager, Adolis Garcia is going to be back. I really do like this team, and I like where they're headed, but it's just going to come down to health, like pretty much every other team in baseball, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of the health, though, Rocker and Leiter, you got to catch up with them, and they've kind of had maybe not the easiest transition as we expected when they got drafted from Vandy, but what stood out from your conversations with them? Leiter's had a hell of a spring.
Yes. Yes, he has. And listen, you know what I'm amazed by is the poise, the personality, and the presence and the confidence of those two guys. When you talk to those two guys, it's just the way they handle themselves. Now, obviously, Jack Leiter has a little bit of a step up because of who his dad is, and Kamar has a little bit of something, but his dad did play football, not baseball. So It's the presence they have. It's the size of those guys. And it's just they kind of know what they need to do to be big league pitchers and big league successful pitchers. And that's what's amazing about a lot of these young kids. But when you get around Rocker and you get around Leiter, listen, they have Jake DeGrom. They have Nathan Eovaldi. They have these guys that have pitched in the biggest moments in the biggest situations. So they have great role models. And I think that's one of the things that Chris Young has done a good job of is kind of meshing the veterans with the rookies to the younger guys, and then having the veterans show these guys without taking away their personality and without taking away what makes them them, molding them into future, not only big leaguers, but future stars.
AJ Pruszynski with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I saw a clip I wanted to ask you about. Can you let us know what is so amazing about these Japanese toilets? I've heard incredible things.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever seen South Park? You guys ever watched South Park?
Yes.
Well, if you don't have one, I can't explain it to you. So, man, how do I explain this? I have one in my house, and, you know, they open up when you walk near them. They do everything for you, so you don't really have to do anything yourself, meaning you don't have to really, you know, scrub yourself, clean yourself, wipe yourself, however you want to describe it. Mm-hmm. It has dryer on it. It has a heated seat when you sit on it. It is just one of those things that if you haven't had one and you've never been able to use one, then you don't know what you're missing. I mean, it has a remote control on it. What guy doesn't like a remote control on anything? So there's a remote control for the toilet. You know, the first time I ever had one was in 2014 when I was with the Red Sox. They had one in their clubhouse, and I was like, oh, I was in the process of building a house, and I was like, I only asked my wife for one thing, and it was a Japanese toilet in my part of the bathroom.
That's phenomenal. So are you a sit to pee guy because the toilet is just so comfortable at home?
I mean, let's be honest, no man in the middle of the night when you get up in the middle of the night and you have to pee. You don't want to miss, right? So, I mean, every guy that says, oh, I've never sat to pee, you're lying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Does this thing have lights on? I'm looking at some photos. It looks like you have like a light show going on at this, you know?
Oh, light shows. I mean, everything you can think of. It has a dryer. It oscillates. It pulsates. I mean, it does everything. I don't know. It's just one of those things that until you've tried it and until you've actually experienced one of these, it's just different. It's different.
Do you like to humble yourself from time to time and use like a public restroom just to remember what it feels like so you don't take it for granted?
Every once in a while I'll have to, and it's like, man, I miss one thing, and it is the Japanese toilet.
It's not the same.
Do you miss anything about Texas?
Right. I love Texas. I love my time in Texas. Listen, I really enjoyed my time in Texas. I was only there a year, but I'm at White Sox camp today. I just saw Martin Perez, who was a teammate of mine in Texas. And I enjoyed the fans. I enjoyed the stadium. People say it was hot, but, man, I loved it hot. Taking the field when it was 115 degrees at 8 o'clock at night was fine with me. I love the people I got to meet there, from Ron Washington, Mike Maddox, you know, John Daniels, who was the GM at the time. Nolan Ryan was around at the time. And then the guys I got to play with, I mean, Beltre, Andrews, Kinsler, Mitch Moreland, Derek Holland, just all these guys that were incredible. just loved my time in Texas. And I wish I would have been able to come back the next year, but it wasn't in the cards. And I went on to the Red Sox, but I really did enjoy my time in Texas. I lived in Dallas, made the commute every day. Loved where I lived in what was it called, Midtown in Dallas, and just had a great time. I mean, you know, Yu Darvish was there. He's still pitching. It was a special time, and it was really enjoyable. I just wish we would have won game 163 against the Rays instead of getting it beat by David Price.
Yeah, that was tough, but good season, man. And thanks for the work. It was a lot of fun having you here, and great job here with the Foul Territory Show. Salute and congrats on all your success.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Man, Bochy joked to me yesterday when I'm doing my Fox games. He's like, man, you were like one of our regular announcers. How many times I got to do Rangers games. So I still enjoy going back there. I love the area, and I was proud to be a Ranger for a little while.
Right on. We'll see you over there. There he goes. AJ Przinski here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Yeah. All right. Let me get it. Sounds like my man was describing those Drake toilets. Remember Drake sent DJ Khaled a fantastic toilet?
Yep. Might have been one.
Yeah, bro. It's got the heated seats on there. Blow up
fan,
in there for it.
Fan,
Yeah, I got the bidet, man. I love the bidet. That's why I was tripping out yesterday. You guys were talking about wipes. I was like, okay, I didn't know how the wipe game happened unless, you know, it's an away game. Then I just throw it away in the toilet because, you know, it's industrial trash can.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How do you get to, like, change the temperature on that bidet water, or is it always the same? Is it cold?
It's pretty much all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's models where you can change it, but I didn't get that model at the time. If I rebought it, I'd probably look for something better.
And do you have, like, the air thing, too? Do you have, like, the dryer at the end?
No, just a splish splash. I was taking a bath down there.
That's so fantastic. It splish splashes, and then you actually go with the clean wipe, the cleansing wipe?
The toilet paper,
just the toilet paper, just to pat it dry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clean, man. You can eat off this thing.
Yeah, good to go.
Don't doubt it.
Cool. Oh, thank you.
All right, our winner and champ right here, Seattle Mariners broadcaster, hit by a foul ball. His name is Rick Riz, and he took one, lost his Riz.
On Hoskins, now the set by Vargas. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul.
Jeez.
Get you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the best part
there. Did it get you?
Yeah.
Did it get you?
Am I alive? Take me, Jesus.
Did it get you? What do you think that was?
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here.
There we go. Yeah.
We'll come back.
We'll come back
right after this.
Well, at least one of us will. I don't know about Rick.
Yeah. Poor guy. All right, what else? Hey, you know that Patrick Dumont guy?
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever like looked at his face, and you guys say what he looked like.
Yeah.
I think he looks like Alfred E. Newman.
Especially
right around that mouth area.
Yeah, he's got that tooth gap.
Yeah, he's got
everybody.
Yeah.
On the maps.
On the maps. It's Alfred E. Newman in a suit.
Absolutely.
I also thought he looked like the Mark Davis of the NBA, you know, the Raiders owner.
Yeah, I see that.
Absolutely can see that, too.
Yeah, I see that.
Separated at birth. We got a bad situation on our hands.
Yeah, we do. This is not good.
I mean, this is way worse than Jerry. Way worse.
Yeah, because he insulted the Mavs fans like, you guys just don't see it yet.
Yeah. I mean, we have Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, and Derek Lively. Hello.
What do you got? Well, all right, anyway.
What are you so mad about?
Yeah.
Get over it.
It's a big deal, bro.
I mean, if you know basketball.
Jeez.
If you know basketball.
I guess you guys just don't know ball. When we can get them on the floor together, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Anthony Davis is good for two quarters, bro. Let's go to Charles Barkley. He dropped this on us, and I had no idea that Charles was this low.
We used to take a shower in our uniforms because, you know, because we flew commercial my first few years.
Wait, time out. There's no era where you did.
Yes, it is.
Stop, you're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that you were supposed to wash your uniform with it on. You're making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Let him finish.
No one in the right mind has ever done that.
Let him finish, Kenny.
Please do.
And
soap. They give you soap.
Let him finish, Kenny.
When I first got to the NBA, we flew commercial.
Yes.
I'm not disagreeing with you. So when you played the night before, and flew the next morning, when was you exactly going to get your uniform clean?
Exactly.
You had to wash your uniform yourself. So after the game, when you got to your room, you took a shower in your uniform and dried and dropped on the commercial airline the next day.
Were you with Jed Clampett?
No.
Jed Clampett.
That's why you had to let him finish.
Come on. Yeah, have you ever heard of this in your life, Clark? Well, how are y'all cleaning y'all uniforms? You cleaning fucking uniforms?
No, somebody.
Washing a dryer or someone else.
When you're flying the next morning.
You can clean your uniform without showering in it.
That is
possible. You can actually clean it without showering in it.
In it. You don't have to have it on.
But
it's easier to do it that way.
It's just easier.
I think that was his rookie hazing, and he never found out.
Yeah, kid, we just wear them on the plane.
You got to wash your own. Most of us just wear it while we wash it.
Two for one deal.
Yeah.
We had a dude in boot camp. He was a never nude. And you have to get nude to take a shower in the Navy because it's supposed to be real fast. Six head shower, 40 dudes going through that one time. It was like a little train pause. But my man did not want to get nude. And the RDC, the guy that's over us, was like, hey, everybody, you know, get down to your skivvies, get in there, get in the shower, get all your stuff, blah, 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 blah. My man was standing there with his shorts on. And the RDC came in there and said, I said get naked! I said, that's the first time I've ever heard a dude just scream, get naked. That was wild. I said get naked!
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, it's just KC Masterpiece now, right?
Just KC. Yeah.
Just KC Masterpiece. Kevin's favorite college basketball team broke his heart today. It was an injury. Well, you know, we'll see.
How did everything go so wrong so quickly?
It would have been the first time since 2015 they would have had a chance to win the championship.
I mean, they were in the Final Four a few years ago.
They didn't have a chance that year.
No chance. Quick Cliff's notes. I do love
Ooh.
Excuse me? All right, so somebody texted in and they were like,
excuse me.
Wow, he was so befuddled that he couldn't even just seamlessly correct himself.
He just
let that fact about himself just hang there forever.
Hang there forever.
Just hanging. Just dangling out there for the world to see.
Some accidental shots sometimes. They just work, bro. Just claim it. Beat your chest and run down the court.
Oh, man.
I called bank on that.
Ball's back.
Yeah. Last one is a church clip, man. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes.
Whoa!
Freddie, you are in your bag right now, sir. Look him up. And Reverend Ike, look up Reverend Ike, too, if you want to be mesmerized. I got a church clip. Have you guys heard that Meg Thee Stallion song, Mamushi or something like that? She does with the Japanese dude?
No.
I think so.
Back to two. Wakashi wa sta.
Yes. I have heard it.
Wakashi wa sta. Well, they're calling this girl right here Messiah Thee Stallion because she went to remix that song and brought it to the church.
It is a good bean.
Messiah Thee Stallion. Is it Hagee after the news that Cooper Flagg got hurt was developing? I guess x-rays were negative, which means nothing's broken.
Nothing's broken.
And he was sitting on the bench. So is he going to keep playing? I don't know. That might scare me out of the game.
I think he's probably not going to play in the tournament.
Wheelchair was a bad look.
Yeah, it was. That did not appear to be promising
full
for
their Pierce
NCAA tournament chances.
Never
Kenny calling out Charles for showering with his uniform on. I don't know. I think I believe Charles. Or is it Rick Riz hit by a pitch? That's my vote, Chief. Going with the champ.
Going with Hagee's vulnerability.
Lucius?
Charles Barkley.
Okay, we're tied at one. Wolchuk.
This is really tough. I think I've got to go with Hagee here.
Brian?
I was going to go with Charles Barkley.
We're tied at two. Is it Kenny or is it Hagee? Jump on to @GBagNation. We're going to create a little Insta poll for you to vote on while we're at break. We'll come back and announce the winner. And then what do we have in store next? The worst. Oh, there it is, Chief. What you got?
Yeah, well, we have a battle for Sports Quote of the Day champion. So we'll crown that. And I believe this to be the worst non-life-threatening condition that a human being could have. That's next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Here's the Chief with some sports.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. We have a new world record, and it involves a particular human condition, non-life-threatening. Maybe it's vain, but I think it's the worst possible non-life-threatening human condition that one could have. And so I will reveal that here in just a moment. But first, we have to crown the sports quote champion of the day. Mm. And we have two nominees today, and I think they're both definitely, they're both up to par here. I think this could be a bit of a battle, but it involves season enders in college basketball and the frustration that lies within. We start with Virginia Tech, the Hokies. Mm. Their season ended yesterday when they lost to Cal. And their forward,
boy, that ACC rival of Cal.
Cal and Virginia Tech, man. I mean, we've been talking about that rivalry
forever. Forever.
Really, since the genesis of all sports.
Since the genesis of we're going for money.
Yeah. It is a little crazy that Virginia Tech's Stanford ACC season ended with a loss to Cal. So their season is now over, and their forward, Toby Lawall, was asked, what are you proud of when reflecting on yourself and reflecting on your team?
What are you proud of, huh?
Yeah. Guy's never been a champion.
What the hell are you proud of?
I was hoping you'd say, well, I'm really proud of my daughter. You
know, my daughter.
Proud of what we got here. Of what we've done here.
Should be proud of her.
His response,
<She's cute.
laughs> first nominee for sports quote of the day is, my team, I'm proud of how far we came. Hmm. What did they have us in the preseason? Maybe 14th or 15th? They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we were still ass, but, you know, we weren't that bad. You know what I'm saying?
We weren't total ass.
We beat expectations.
We weren't a bag of ass.
End quote.
That's awesome. They thought we were going to be ass. We were ass.
We weren't that bad.
Are you saying that's a true quote or not? Is that what this deal is?
No, these are real quotes. Oh, I'm not even going basketball or butt crack on you right now. Okay. That's a real.
I thought you were just saying maybe he made that. Maybe you're making that up. I'm going to say that's a real quote.
That sounds real to me.
These are all verified. They've been double sourced. These are real.
Okay.
So that's your first nominee. I'll read it again. They thought we were going to be ass. I mean, we were still ass, but, you know, we weren't that bad. You know what I'm saying? We beat expectations.
You know what
okay?
I'm saying.
There's your first nominee. The second one. We stay in college basketball, lesser known, but we head to Providence, who had their season come to an end after losing to Butler in the Big East tournament, 75-69.
This is their coach.
Their season's over. Their coach, Kim English, said it was a disappointing effort, disappointing outcome, but we played true to the pitiful, embarrassing season we've had.
Oh,
end quote.
That's a frustrating coach.
I actually just watched him say, it's funny, that came up on my timeline, and I just watched him. Like, he was pulling together notes, and
the sound quality wasn't great, so I didn't play it.
No, but
so I just figured reading it, to be fair to both contestants.
It's on me. Yeah, he gave it it's on me speech after that.
Disappointing effort, disappointing outcome, but we played true to the pitiful, embarrassing season we've had.
Yeah.
That's a bar right there.
I wonder if he's related to Johnny English.
I don't know. Who's Johnny English?
You know Alex English?
Are you not familiar with Mr. Bean?
Come on, dude.
Oh, no, Mr. Bean. I know who that is. Is that his name in real? Is that Mr. Bean's real name?
One of his characters.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mr.
Rowan
Bean.
Atkinson.
Rowan Atkinson's
the
actor?
Name.
He's British. He hangs out racing a lot. Formula One. You see him in the paddock quite a bit.
Oh, he's a paddock guy.
Yeah.
He's the real deal. Okay, so who do you want to vote for? We'll start with the General Gavin Dawson. Who are you going to nominate as the sports quote champion of the day?
The coach reflecting on the pitiful season.
Okay, Kim English gets a nod.
Yeah.
Brian Broaddus?
The bag of ass.
Okay, so you're going with the Virginia Tech Hokie
wing. So. Yeah.
All right, we're tied at one, Walchuk.
I'll take Johnny's sister.
Kim English, I believe he is a male, despite the first name.
Kim?
Not really. Yeah, yeah.
This is a first for me.
There's dude Kims floating around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of last name Kims.
A lot of last name Kims.
How many dude Kims? Like, can we name one? Like, who's the other famous male Kim that we know other than obviously Kim English?
Kim Jong-un. I think it's prevalent in Korea.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously Kim English is Korean.
South Korean.
Probably some surfer named Kim.
Wow.
I don't know a lot of Kims.
So we're.
I'll take the bag of ass.
Lucius has a mouthful right now. Pause. He's enjoying some lunch, perhaps.
Is it Caesar salad?
But I believe he would probably vote for bag of ass guy, right?
Yeah, I think so too.
So we're tied at two. I'm the tiebreaker, and we're gonna go with the Virginia Tech player. Congratulations, he wins sports.
He's done it.
Quote of the day. Now let's get to the condition.
Ooh.
And we start with the congratulations because this gentleman has now set a new Guinness World Record for having
hiccups,
the hairiest face of anyone alive.
Oh, I saw that guy.
Extremely rare, 1 in 1 billion condition.
Werewolf.
It looked like Teen Wolf.
95% of his face is covered in facial hair.
London.
The actual advanced metrics indicate 202 hairs per square centimeter on his face.
You got a picture of that? The one that I saw?
Yes.
It looked pretty good and like well-groomed.
It is. I will say.
Yes, that's good.
The hair quality of it is actually pretty strong.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's actually beautiful hair if you're just grading the hair on his face.
It kind of looks like if Dirk was a werewolf.
Yes, exactly. If Dirk's head of hair was also I was thinking
this guy could pull some chicks. He's morphing into the Shaggy
Really?
Dog. Little Beauty and the Beast thing.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. I get. You know what? There might be. It's called hypertrichosis.
Okay.
But
he could go to a furry convention. He doesn't even need to wear a costume.
It's more known as werewolf syndrome, as Broadus mentioned.
Yeah.
But it's so. I mean, it is so jarring. That, like, and it's 1 in 1 billion. So this is one of those conditions that I would guess that none of us have ever seen in real life.
So
a werewolf
1 in 1 billion, there's no treatment for this, right?
I don't believe there's any treatment for this, dude.
So he's gonna have to. He's done this through his life.
He's got to shave a lot.
Now this dude's kind of proud of it. He's 18 years old,
he's got his full life to do.
He's just kind of leaning.
He's got a best friend named Styles with a van. They cruise around town.
Yeah, maybe he's leaning all
the
way. We're
going to see him on Geico commercials, like the werewolf guy.
Every single person that interacts with you, you will see their surprise on their face every time, and probably some fear as well, because it's scary. It's a little bit. Like your initial, all of a sudden, you're like, what? It looks like a werewolf.
So if he stood behind you in line, you'd be a little worried. Like he walked up on you in line.
Just the initial jarring nature of it. Once you gather yourself and realize, hey, this is a 1 in 1 billion situation, you should actually appreciate this moment.
I think the suit does some good.
You
see him in a suit.
He's buttoned up.
It's like, okay, that's not a monster.
But I mean, you can only see his bottom lip.
He's a hairy individual.
You can only see his bottom lip and then his eyeballs. You can't even see his eyelids because he is, and 95% of his face is covered in like it's literal head hair. It's not even, can't even say it's beard hair because the hair quality of it is that of someone with just a great head of hair.
You can't treat this at all, right?
And he grows it out. I mean, it's inches long.
I like when it's grown out. I can deal with it when it's grown out. It's kind of curly hair, you know what I'm saying? I get it.
Yeah.
That's short when it's good. That's short one.
So I'm suggesting that this is the worst non-life-threatening condition one could have. And maybe that is just one of the more vain statements I've ever made. But I you're scaring people at every turn. Until they've seen you 10 times and they're expecting you coming, every person looking at you is like...
Probably jarring. Not ideal.
Yes. Like, are you wearing a mask right now? Are you...
Yeah.
What character are you?
What if you're sitting next to him on a plane?
Yeah.
I'm assuming this also doesn't give you like wolf-like athleticism, like Teen Wolf, so you can't captain the basketball
team. You can run really
fast. You can't dunk.
The reading up on it doesn't
reveal...
You're not
getting any of that good stuff.
Any type of superpowers involved.
I mean, okay, so there's something called complex regional pain syndrome that's rated higher than childbirth or amputation on pain scales. Oof. And it just like it randomly afflicts people every now and then. You know, there are some that cause a high amount of pain. There's irritable bowel syndrome that can be very painful.
That sounds awful.
IBS and Crohn's disease.
That's Crohn's is bad. I've seen those commercials.
Yeah. Maybe I should qualify even more. Non-life-threatening and non-painful.
It doesn't grow on his hair. I mean, on his arms or anything, though. It's just all on his face.
That's
the awful thing about it,
You
man.
Start to wonder, like, what do his knuckles look like? Does he have like, paw-like hands? But I don't believe he does.
Well, the 817682 did say, what about laser hair? hair removal.
I was about to say, I wonder if you can do something, that.
That's
right?
Going to be an intense procedure, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's going to hurt, and you're going to need like 24 of them.
Exactly. You have to do that for probably a full year's worth of treatment.
Well, Chuck, you can give him some advice on that, can't you?
I've never done the laser hair, just the waxing, and that sucked.
Definitely can't wax your face.
Oh,
and
God,
I wonder what it would look like if he just shaved it all, like how just his whole face is like a 5 o'clock shadow kind of deal.
Might be kind of cool.
Perhaps. I guess there's some versatility involved here, you know, depending on the season.
Move over Troy Polamalu. I'm going for that check, bro.
I think there's a lot of conditions.
By head and shoulders.
I'm going for that check.
I don't say I want this.
Or just face, I guess.
But you could be, you got a career. You're a circus freak. Yeah. You know, you get on roids, you get on some good lean muscle.
Yeah,
you know, you grow
freak.
Out your fingernails.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're charging. You're a halftime performance at an NBA basketball game.
Yes.
I was saying absolutely. The Geico commercials. He could be that
caveman. Yeah, easy a caveman can do it.
Yeah.
They could change the whole deal and make it werewolf man could do it.
Werewolf man.
I mean, I love that dang Teen Wolf movie, though. I did. I watched it so many times, had it on VHS.
At any point, did you think, wow, I wish I had that condition?
Well, no, no. But, you know, I think it doesn't look horrible. Like the one picture they have right here.
I don't know.
He looks like the kind of guy you'd like to be friends with. Like, this is our super hairy friend.
Bad likable.
Am I looking at the right photo?
That's what we're talking about.
What are you talking about?
It's a real life Sasquatch.
That's why having hiccups.
That's why I came over there and checked out the picture. Actually, that one doesn't look
that
good.
That looks crazy.
See, that one doesn't look that good.
One of them looks really, really bad. One of the
that one looks like he's got a dog nose.
Yeah. Some of them look like he painted that stuff on.
But, like,
it offends me.
That one there is pretty good. But that must be his glamour shot. Yeah. I'm probably
a glamour shot.
I'm distancing myself from this guy.
The guy had on a suit. Oh, he doesn't look bad.
He had the suit on. Maybe the lighting was good. Yeah. Some of the other pictures.
That looked like a professional photo setting.
Will make you look somewhat
approachable. Sit down and take pictures.
Yeah, he looked like the cute, super hairy guy. Okay, let me just say that. Like, oh, hey, look at this.
So you think this guy's pulling right now?
No.
Based on that one picture, there would be some gal out there with a little Beauty and the Beast thing who'd be kind of like, yeah, this is
wow, Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's kind of into oxes and things.
But some of those pictures make him look hideous.
Rowdy head. Okay.
Some of those pictures, I don't think anybody's paying to see that. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
NFL News today coming up. Wolfchuck, where are you taking
streaming CD. We got the latest free agent buzz. Eagles just got a new edge rusher. And maybe Rodgers isn't the only old Super Bowl winning quarterback we should be talking about in free agency. That's next in the Nation.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.